Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
And if this is your first time listening to the broadcast, the call-in number is very easy to remember. It's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, 4, the number 4, then you. 1-888-ROSIE for you. It's also 1-888-767-4348. Now, that's for the broadcast. Mr. Eisenhower, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you during the week,
they could call us at 602-788-0005. Or you can reach us on our website at itreeservice.com. That's the letter I, treeservice.com.
Yeah, I'll have great resources on there, along with what you need to do month for month as a tree owner, and just a ton of additional information. It's a great resource for anyone that loves trees, has trees, or wants a tree.
Yeah, it's a lot of great fact sheets on there.
And if I'm going to move a tree, Bonnie?
Our direct office number is 602-370-5667. And if you want to reach me directly, my cell phone is 602-541-7762.
Have truck, will travel.
Absolutely. And I would like to extend a personal invitation on behalf of Arizona Community Tree Council to anyone interested to contact them directly at 602-354-3023 or online. We are at aztrees.org. Emphasize org.
Org. And the conference is next month, September. We'll actually be broadcasting live from the conference, so we look forward to that, along with, I'm sure we'll probably have a special guest here or there from a tree expert while we're at the conference. Let's see if we can help the remainder of our calls online for today, starting with Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Go ahead.
We have two trees in the front of our house. One is a Texas olive that is growing very wide. It's just beautiful. People stop and look at it, but it's getting pretty wide and low, and we want to know when to have some real good trimming so that it will straighten up a little bit. It looks like it could even break off some branches with the way it's growing. And the other question we have is about a Palo Verde that is quite large. Do they get trimmed to look a little neater, or do we just let them go the way they want to go?
Well, I appreciate the question about the timing of pruning. Timing of pruning is really critical to a lot of tree varieties. Texas olive are a pretty durable tree, but I would certainly wait a little bit longer because of the heat this summer. You don't want to open up the canopy to excessive sun. That being said, if you have branches on any tree that are at risk of breaking because of excessive end weight, don't wait until the proper season to trim them and end up losing a large branch that ends up breaking and destroying the canopy. So you can do some minor grooming and end weight reduction on most of your trees all year long. Just be careful not to overdo it. As far as the Palo Verdes are one of the trees that we train our workers to be very conservative in pruning. They don't like to be over-pruned. They generally have a pretty open canopy as it is. You don't need to prune them heavily. So a little bit of minor grooming, removal of some dead wood, raising up the lower limbs a little bit for vertical clearance, and you should be good to go.
We appreciate the call. Zena cannot hold, but she sent an email to Rosie on the house. She sent an email into the Integrity Tree Service, and she even called in. She wanted to know. Address your question, Zena, from Oracle. I hope you're still tuned in. You'd mentioned mesquite's not great for a pool. What would be a good tree near a pool?
Well, there aren't a lot of great trees near pools because trees drop leaves. One tree variety that is very popular, of course, are palm trees because they don't have a lot of leaf litter except once a year they have to take the seed pods out. Another tree we really do like a lot is the shoestring acacia. They dump a lot of leaves, but they're very, very easy to clean up. They're like spaghetti, and they're real easy to clean. So shoestring acacia is a great choice.
Any other favorites, Bonnie? You're shaking your head no. You had mentioned
well,
a palm tree
sure
might be a...
Palm trees, if you are looking at palm trees, don't go with the typical fan palm because they just grow way too fast. So be real selective in more of a specimen-type palm tree. I would even stay away from the queen palms. You might look at a pindo palm. There's really nice Mexican blue palms that are out there.
Everyone on hold, hang tight. We will answer your questions during the top of the hour news break. And one more time, Mr. Eisenhower, somebody would reach you at
602-788-0005 or itreeservice.com.
Integrity Tree Service is a licensed residential and commercial tree care professional. Schedule your consultation with one of their professionals at itreeservice.com.